I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Shoo fly shoo. Buzzing, biting black flies bug everybody. Before the 1950s, many U.S. towns and cities dealt with plagues of flies and rats and diseases. These pests were the price of a new way of life. Instead of growing food at home, people shopped at newly invented grocery stores, continually stocked by new industrial farms. Newly invented TV and radio commercials coaxed shoppers to buy more than they could ever eat. People tossed old, unwanted food into the streets, rivers, or ocean. Municipal trash pickup service didn't exist. Why would it when people traditionally repaired, recycled, and reused everything? Mired in flies and infections, society quickly invented garbage cans, trash bags, and garbage trucks to haul away the rancid waste. However, rotting organic waste in landfills releases the heat-trapping gases that lead to climate catastrophes. Garbage disposers were originally invented to keep food waste out of landfills. But the EPA has found that food sewage emits the same net value of greenhouse gas emissions as landfill food. Luckily, you don't have to be a fly on the wall to discover a solution. By shopping sustainably and then composting all scraps and leftovers, ordinary people can curb the worst impacts of food waste. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.